Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's just run.
Happy new month.
First of the month.
It's the 1st of November and we met here in the toilets on Hampstead Heath, as yes. You do.
And it's actually the rain's just started to ease off. It was looking slightly torrential, wasn't it?
Yeah, it could come back torrential at any time. Yeah. I left my house in sunshine. And got to the point where I had to stop and put my raincoat on in the 5 minutes to the station, you know. So, and yeah, I also was reminded that we genuinely do meet by the little toilets because it's also where you park the bikes. Not that I've got on my bike for months here on Hampstead Heath. And I just was reminded today, for the first time in ages, that is they've just built a simple roof on what used to be an outside space.
Right.
And today, in this weather, a simple roof wasn't really doing the job.
No.
Felt like camping. But yeah, it's great to be on the heath.
It is. Yeah, I was on it a couple of times over the weekend, actually, just walking with mates. So, but it's different every day, isn't it? I mean, not so many people around today, as you'd imagine.
No, and it's funny. I've been sort of read an article, having a chat. It's quite interesting how Halloween changes down the ages.
Right.
Obviously, a lot of what we have now is from the American model.
Right.
But it's not like we didn't have it culturally in different ways before that. And you know how it's different for the kids than it is for the grown-ups. Because like when Jamie Curtis' film came out, countries all across Europe who don't have English as the first language just had to have different titles because no one knew what Halloween was.
No one knew what it was about, yeah.
And although, of course, they still had festivals, it just weren't necessarily called that. Anyway, the thing I was going to say is, it's funny how Halloween as we know it now is quite new to Britain, for us anyway, because it suits it so well. This is all so dramatic.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? On November the 1st, coming out here, you're thinking, I'm still up for cobwebs and spiders. Well, I mean, so you can imagine, you know, see these birds flying past, you can so easily imagine one of them is like a flapping witch cackling.
You also live in Stokey, don't you? Which is a hotbed for Halloween, as far as I remember it.
Yeah. Although saying that little tiny residential street two streets over from me was like the place to go.
Right.
In time out or wherever it was.
Is that what they said?
That was probably a mistake.
Right.
Because that turned a little street.
Right.
Just opposite the Tesco into basically Halloween Glastonbury.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Crouch End isn't so. Not so many kids, so.
Well, then maybe not so much. It was slightly diffused this year because of the because it was on Monday.
Yeah, maybe.
And at the end of half term.
Yeah.
I know that my daughter's been partying all week long.
Right.
And then she got ill in an unfortunate
physical
home to roost.
Oh dear.
Of her, you know. And then my
did you go out then? Did your kids? Do they still go out?
She was too ill to go out.
Right.
My son went out to very low key do it too with like a couple of friends. They watched a film, but he did his full costume.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, it looked good. It was all him. But you know, it's generational, isn't it? Because for them, it's what you do.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Halloween, rather than opting to do something for Halloween?
Yes. Yeah.
I can remember reading about Trick or Treat in a Judy Blume book.
Right.
Going, oh, how fascinating! Yeah. I've never imagined such a thing.
We always had Mischief Night.
Yeah.
Is that the day after Halloween or the day
before?
The
day before.
Right.
That I think it's all sort of slightly lost which day is which, but the idea is that as the growing season ends,
yeah,
everyone gets wild and
right.
gets it all out of their system and all bets are off. And then everyone yeah. settles in for a pious and
yes.
sensible winter
period.
Trick or treat apparently is early 20th century, well, noted in early 20th century America,
right.
but from, I suppose, generations of Puritans trying to slightly control this Mischief Night thing, which originally came from Britain.
Right.
Into, well, how can we formalise that?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
you can get up to your mischief yeah, by offering either a trick or a treat.
Yeah. yeah.
But, yeah, Mischief Night
is... Your window's getting smashed in with a treat!
And another way Britain took ownership over it was shifting it into Bonfire Night.
Right.
right. Which is... And that's a brilliant bit of PR because, you know, it turns the guy who was going to blow up Parliament into the bad guy when... handled a different way, people go, yeah, he's a hero, you know. I mean, that brings back to the whole thing that it's all subjugated religion, is it? It all comes ultimately back to a battle between Catholicism and Protestantism.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Because long form, traditionally, Catholicism allows for a bit of lyricism, a bit of creativity, a bit of, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, witches
shenanigans,
and saints.
Yes, yeah.
And, particularly before today, Protestantism frowns on that kind of thing, but then quite often, instead of getting rid of it, they just kind of rename it and move it around. And so here we had this all along. So specifically all the American ones, like Thanksgiving and Halloween, are really big because they wanted to be seen not to be making any kind of fuss at Christmas.
Right. yeah.
But nowadays we can just do all of them. Whee! Yeah. yeah.
And also it's...
Oh, God, let's not go that way. Oh, my God.
It's not too far till Christmas, is
it? Blue sky over there.
Got the whisper of it this morning.
No, it's coming. It's totally coming.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, let's stay on the gravel path.
It's a really nice day today.
And actually, we had a real blast of incredible weather. I think me and Paul were both expecting to...
That this was going to be a bit
tricky. ..into the storm, but it's at the moment we're okay, aren't we?
Yeah.
So I went off on Halloween there. How are you doing?
How's
your week?
Yeah. I'm good. I've been, I was in Bahrain last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, well, okay.
Doing a gig with McIntyre at the open air amphitheatre there.
And was there Ooh. Autumn weather there as well, yeah?
Really cold. Really, really cold, actually.
Like that Quidditch match in the yeah. Harry Potter film.
No, I ended up... Mike was like... Just before I was about to go on, why are you wearing velour? I only had my cords and velour top. It's like, but anything would have been shirtless. Anything would have been bad, like a suit.
Let's make it a figure of eight.
I want to go
across
there.
Now and go. Oh, you want to go? Well, let's not make it a figure of eight. You make it a figure of eight against the porcelain. Instead.
Yeah, yeah. He wanted. It's impossible because there's no aircon outside, of course.
Yeah.
Because I haven't worked that out yet.
Yeah.
Even though they do cloud seeding and all kinds of shenanigans.
Yeah, yeah, we've all seen Snowpiercer.
But yeah, the gig was amazing. But really hot.
How many people?
About 3,500. And they're
God,
all...
That's an entirely different experience, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Who among us did something last week that compares to that in any way? Crazy talk is what it is.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Right, if we go this way, that's the quickest route to the next toilet block on Hampstead Heath.
Yeah, no, Bahrain was... it was a hoot, yeah.
Excellent.
It was quite funny because you get there and they say, whatever you do, don't take the mickey out of Gulf Air, which is the Bahrain sort of state
yeah.
airline. Don't compare it unfavourably to Emirates or whatever.
Yeah.
So Michael comes on immediately. She starts slagging off Gulf Air. Everyone really loves it. Just it never changes, does it?
Straight in.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and it's such a natural comics position. It's like
yeah.
the gamble is if you really don't want someone to talk about something, don't mention it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're just light on it like a...
Yes, yeah, yeah, like yeah. And also comics deal in the truth, don't you? So
absolutely.
So Gulf Air isn't up there with Emirates. And everyone knows it.
Yeah. It's a vehicle coming in behind us.
Yeah. It's a vehicle.
Oh, it's quite big. Oh, it's a big one. This reminds me of when we were on holiday last year, my wife took a photo of a tractor coming past.
Yeah.
In a little country village with me and my son in the foreground. And she accidentally took a slow motion video of it. It's just brilliant. It just goes on and on and on. It's just compellingly.
I do love
hilarious.
Those slow motion videos. Yeah.
It's just going. Great days. So, did you do a run when you were in Bahrain?
I didn't because it was crazily hot. The time, it was quite compressed, the time slot we were there. We arrived Wednesday evening, left Friday morning.
Yeah.
Just wasn't that much time, really.
That's the same.
I went for a couple of runs over the weekend. Did you do a park run, did you?
I did.
Right.
I was up in, I was doing hot water in Liverpool.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Yeah, Crosby.
And, so then I ran to Crosby. The funny thing is, talking to our friend Chris Murphy.
Yes.
I'm right about it. Cause
friend of the show.
And Liverpool based, so who knows what's going on. We're Merseyside based anyway. The run up from central Liverpool to Crosby.
Yeah.
The best way to get there is right along by all the industry and the docks.
Right.
It's kind of fascinating. It is not beautiful and it smells funny.
Yeah.
And I kind of was able to cut that. This time I kind of chose the wrench because I was actually staying in a pretty basic hotel.
Right.
On that route.
Pretty basic.
in the Brutal duck of Liverpool hinterlands.
Yeah.
So
the brutal. Yeah.
Brutal. Yeah. I also had the genius idea, which I need to think of more often, which is that if you run somewhere,
yeah,
you don't necessarily have to run back.
Interesting.
Because
interesting breakthrough.
That's a really good something.
You can stop
like
running.
Really
you can stop running at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. But just the physicality, you know, if you've got your travel card or whatever. Sorted, aren't you?
Just hop off, yeah.
So anyway, I set off for Crosby on Saturday morning. The weather was really rank.
Yeah.
I didn't realise till like the last second before I went out and pulled back the... Well, they weren't curtains, actually. They were those really cheap vertical blinds you get in offices.
Right. Homely.
Oh,
homely.
I looked out at the view of all the gas canisters just across the road there. And... it's raining hard. And I thought, oh, I could not go.
Yeah.
And then I thought...
But...
The only time you didn't go before is because you didn't have the right clothes. And you know you brought the right clothes.
Yeah.
You've got your condom raincoat.
Yeah.
And your little cap. And then I went out and I was like, it's really horrible. I could not go. And then the other voice in my head said, it might rain in New York.
Just makes sense, yeah.
Got to be ready.
Just makes sense.
So I got up on the big road out to Crosby and... just as I got on it, I saw a van going through a puddle and send up a huge plume of water onto the... Yeah, just
lovely.
Soaked the entire pavement.
Morning.
So I knew I was on the...
Yeah.
I need to watch that and keep left and so on. And I ran along there for a mile or so. And just as I was coming off the main drag, there was a truck coming left off it as well. And, you know, there had to be in that line. There was nothing they could do. Just properly
He got you.
Right at the last minute.
He got you.
And it was so funny, it's that thing when you...
Thanks, universe.
Yeah. And you think you can't get any wetter. He's like, well, I'm wet all over now. Yeah, well, this is what this would be like. Kersloosh. So wet.
And did you... You always enjoy it up there. You always enjoy that park run.
I love that park run.
I want you out as well. I was thinking that this morning, actually, because it was raining and pretty bleak when we set off.
Yeah.
It's actually good to have a bit of discomfort every now and again, isn't it? Life is actually better with the elements of discomfort, isn't it?
But I think also that's right, because you're going to feel pleased with yourself for it.
So bracing, isn't it?
A little kind of safe space as well, because it was excellent. You're right, I never regret it. But the moment you're not running, reality will come back.
Yeah, you got to get...
I also, we've talked about it before, but I genuinely think that Anthony Gormley's another place.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourite bits of art of any kind anywhere. It's an incredible thing. The way it's too big to look at as a piece of art, and yet subtle enough that it can encompass the whole beach without changing the spirit of the whole beach.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
It's really something. So that's always nice. And I had a good moment.
So tell me a little bit about the art then. It's sort of heads.
You know,
what is it? Tell me what it is.
It's four figures. You know, Gormley often makes... figures.
Yes.
Out of cast iron.
Right.
And like the Angel of the North.
Yeah.
And they're actually cast from his own body shape.
Okay.
And in another place, They're just human-sized, although they're on a deep, heavy base.
Right.
And I think there's about 100 of them. And they're just set into the beach, various distances along the beach and into the sea.
How cool.
Not oppressive. It's not like a crowd.
Yeah.
There's just always... You're always near one, and then you realise that there's another one way over there and another one way beyond that, you know.
Sounds lovely.
And the tide washes in over them, and yeah. it's really...
Magic, yeah, sounds brilliant.
And they're all looking out to sea. They're kind of looking out past the Wirral towards North Wales. And it's just good art as well, because you can't properly say what it is or what it's about, but it says something
very evocative.
Yeah, and it's either just something really simple and lyrical about the sea and the shore, or it's about, you know, people going to America, history, you know what I mean? There's loads to unpack in a really open-ended way. I think it's brilliant.
It's nice to see so many people on the benches this morning.
Yeah.
That's a rare occurrence, isn't it?
It's a happy dry spot, isn't
it? Yeah.
Nobody here. And there's nothing happening down in the...
And did you enjoy the run then?
Well, that was the funny thing. Before the run began, I had this great moment where I was talking about my commitment to being there. Just going to get some pictures. Yeah. Look at that tree down there. That tree's trunked.
Half on,
half trees.
Off.
Yeah, the others look nice. And then there's one here going, hello!
That must be about the wind or something, mustn't it? I mean...
Oh, what, this one just here?
Yeah, just half on and half off there.
Yeah, one wonders. Well, I would say... All right, I'm going to hazard the guess.
Go for it.
I think the ones on this side have had the sun.
Right.
So those leaves have gone strong and true.
Okay.
And they're less... Yeah. So they're less happy to let go of the tree.
Yeah.
And this one's slightly earlier phase. The ones on the far side are green and the ones on this side are brown.
Mm.
So they just haven't... The ones on the left haven't had the love.
Yeah.
Poor little guys.
Poor little leaves.
Poor leaves.
Poor leaves.
There's some geese right in the middle of the grass there that sort of... No humans today. Waterfowl are the... Oh, wow, and in the picture, the skies. Morning, magpies.
Morning.
Two for joy.
Two for joy. Racing past.
Very good. So as I arrived at Crosby...
And mild this morning.
Feeling pretty damp.
Yeah.
I came round past the... You know, they meet at the leisure centre there. Came round past it, I couldn't see anyone.
Yeah.
And there was a reason for that, but I'm a bit of an idiot and I hadn't clocked this yet. I ran down, because you meet by the... You know, quite often at the park when you meet somewhere and then you walk somewhere else slightly different to start.
Right.
It's one of those, right?
Yeah.
So everyone meets by the leisure centre and then they walk down onto the beach.
Yeah.
Like in Blue Monday. So I walked down to the beach and I saw a couple of volunteers there and they had like a start sign.
Right.
And I just immediately thought, yeah, it's all off. They're packing it away.
Yeah.
They decided against it.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. I didn't even think that was a... That I was speculating.
Yeah.
I just accepted that was the truth. Oh, God, yeah, what a waste of time. Never mind, yeah. And I walked down and said, morning, to this guy. And he said, morning. And he handed me a rake.
Right.
And I said, right, the first person who comes along draws the start line.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, and I looked at my phone. It was 10 to 9. That was why I hadn't seen anyone. I was in good time.
Yeah.
So, and of course, you know, talking about the lyricism of Gormley's Another Place, but the park run, they're always sort of hanging stuff on it. There's always a... They call the one that you turn back at Bing.
Right.
He's wearing a little high vis.
Yeah.
You know, anyway.
Nice.
Bing Crosby, you see.
Yeah, nice. It sounds like a great
almost
poem.
Almost straight away.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I drew the start line, met them. I thought, these people are lovely. What was I thinking? And then, as I realised that these, not only was Parkrun going ahead, but people were, they were the very definition of indefatigable.
Yeah.
It's like, of course it's going ahead.
Yes.
We're not even planning to
without
become
a doubt,
any
yeah.
less cheerful.
Yeah.
You know, and then all the people who'd met in the right place at the right time came kind of, about 100 people or whatever it was, came through the dunes in all their bright colours.
At just the right point.
And they started playing blooming Ghostbusters on the start line. I was like, I thought this was cancelled. Yeah. How much of a misery guts am I?
Yeah, lovely.
And I don't know who it was, but someone's kid was the top, was like the park run director on the day.
Right.
And they read out the briefing, but they changed it all for, you know, like Halloween puns and stuff. But all the usual stuff, you know, keep your wolves on a lead. Give a big thanks to all my minions, sorry, my volunteers. All by this
nice,
sort of
yeah.
8, 9, 10-year-old. It was just lovely.
Just lovely, yeah.
It's like going to a party, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And strangely playing against what we were just saying, that having stopped running for maybe 7, 8 minutes, it's like, this race needs to start.
Yeah.
I'm going to die. And then it's an incredible run. I mean, you run out across the... You're just running out across the beach.
I've got to go next time I'm there. Storm. I mean, I just never stay in Liverpool, but maybe I should...
No, and it's nowhere near. You've got to think about where you might be. You could... You should do
it as Manchester. I'm often around Manchester.
Exactly. I mean, or Leeds. Just if you were further north,
yeah,
and you stayed somewhere, you know, it's worth a journey. But that's true of so many parkruns. There's people doing... You know, it's different for us because we're fitting into a life of touring, but... Parkrun tourism, I think, is such a good bet because they're always different and exciting, and yet they're also always the same and good.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not running the risk.
You get a flavour of the community, don't you?
Yeah. So we ran like we thought we were going to be this morning, kind of headlong into this driving, freezing wind off the sea. And then, and through, you know, like ankle deep seawater and sand.
Right.
Some soft sand in places. And you go down, you go round one of the figures and come back up. The guy dropped his keys. It's a nice moment where we're going, oh, mate, you dropped your keys. And I picked them up. And you could see that if they'd been lost for another 3 minutes, they'd have been lost forever. The water and the sand.
It's a real pain, isn't it? The dropping of the keys during a park run.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was nice the way, I think it was in a part of the field of people who were pretty serious.
Yeah.
The seriousness exacerbated by the weather, you know, heads
yes,
down.
Yes, yeah, let's get it done.
And then it was like, oh, mate, someone dropped those, really? You know. And that was part of it, was that then it was quite competitive, which, you know, I'm not really up for. But you've got to take it, haven't you?
Yeah.
And when...
When you mean competitive, do you mean just the tempo, the people around you?
Yeah.
You were in amongst loads of different people.
I cruised into the kind of spread out front end of the group. And then there's a couple of people I thought looked pretty, like they were going pretty strong and going to do quite well. And I was finding my place amongst them.
Yeah.
And particularly as you get off the beach, because it's tiring running on the sand. You know.
Yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
Anyway, I overtook this... Like, probably like the last person, you know, I was overtaking people without thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I overtook this guy and he just came back.
I'm not having it!
Yeah, and he overtook me and I overtook him.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I see, okay, fair enough. Well, I was really trying not to, well, A, not to mind, but B, not to scare this way, not to change my speed at all.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, letting myself admit that he was just trying really hard to get in front of me.
Yeah.
And that was fine. He started mounting a series of attacks.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's okay, that's his prerogative, that's okay. And but specifically using, you know, you got to a bit where there's a flight of steps up the bit off the beach.
Right.
And so I didn't really, he appeared in front of me after the steps.
Right.
And then I came past him again. I think I was going slightly faster than him without the attacking. Or maybe I was attacking.
Subconsciously.
And not admitting it to
myself. Yeah.
I'm prepared to admit
attack,
it.
Attack, attack, attack.
But I wasn't thinking about it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I was obviously thinking about it. You can hear the story. Anyway, then you go up to the end, the Coast Guard station. The Ghost Guard station.
Like it.
As the kid had said. And you turn back. And again, I was in front of him, he took me on the turn back. And the third phase is on grass, and it's very kind of hummocky and bumpy. It's quite challenging underfoot. And, there was then two guys who were suddenly, I think, now I'm in a race with two blokes now. That's not how I imagined this would be.
Yeah.
And I realised how much I luxuriate in a big city park when there's loads of people.
Yes.
It's just everyone, you know.
It
what
amplifies
I mean?
It when there's less people.
Yeah, it's just me and two guys I don't know in the middle of nowhere. And we're all jockeying to be in front, you know.
Yeah.
And I had to admit to myself that I was like, oh, I don't really do that. I said, yeah, you do. You are. Yeah. That's what's happening.
This is what's happening, yeah.
And that's okay. It's part.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Anyway, so one of those guys dropped. The other guy who'd attacked a couple of times got ahead. And I held on. And I thought, it's really good because I feel like hopefully I've inspired him to a fast run.
Yeah.
He's certainly inspired me to a fast run.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can catch him up. I reserve the right to think I might have given him a bit more of a run for his money on a less challenging surface.
I can't believe you're racing for money now.
You
started better.
Well, I always ask for my 50 quid at parkruns.
Yeah, I laid a ton down at the start line.
Yeah.
Who's up for it? Run Compod in the area. There's a ton. Catch me if you can.
Yeah.
Bada bing.
Yeah, so he beat me.
Right.
but no one else did. He was, you know, I just held.
Sounds good.
He was about 10 seconds ahead of me.
Right.
And I was next. He was seventh. I was eighth.
Nice.
You know?
Nice.
But I think that's the blessing and the curse. If you're going to go to a smaller parkrun, particularly somewhere where there might be like weather and conditions.
Yeah. And you can get near the front. Yeah.
And then you're in a race.
Yeah.
I suppose it, in the long game of life, it's good for me. It's not what I'd really imagined, but good luck to everyone. And we, you know, it's all in good part.
Part run fun. Yeah.
And like you say, and also those, like, talking of parkrun tourism, those guys need to get to, they're going to give themselves such a gift if they ever tour to somewhere
easier.
Flat on tarmac.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good...
Does it take a bit of time off you then, does it, with the sand?
Yeah, well, I ran about a minute slower than my previous parkrun.
Right.
Which was me post-York at Highbury, feeling pretty lacklustre. I ran my guts out in Crosby.
Yeah.
But it's on sand, it's on... the weather, it's on the grass at the end.
Was it hard? Does it feel hard, the sand, or is it a bit of give in it? Or what's
it's mainly hard.
Yeah.
There's a bit of give. There's enough give for you to think, I hope it doesn't get really soft.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
Right.
It's mainly that kind of beach. Just excellent, you know.
Yeah.
And really quite unusual, but equally classic parkrun.
Sounds great.
Good community, same distance, you know. There's a kind of... The other day when I said about Highbury, a couple of people going, oh, did you get dizzy from going round and round all those times? You know, every parkrun's got a different dynamism, but there's always a dynamism, you know, whether it's one lap, three laps.
Yeah.
Crosby is like a three phase. You got the beach, then the prom, then the grass. And, you know...
It's great to be striding down a prom, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's good fun.
The thing about that
we
there is
prom.
You've got the tiredness in you from the beachy turn back.
Right.
And you're running to the next further turn back and you're going to think, I'm sure it's soon.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're turning back soon.
This is it.
Oh, that's it.
Here it comes.
Just lovely.
So we're coming up through the back. Should we go that way? It looks a bit easier.
Yeah, it might be slippery this way. Good call. But then we'll have to go left, otherwise we'll end up on the road. Oh, how's the view? The sun is kind of shiny, which is weird. Yeah, you can't quite see London. Just didn't want to miss it while we're here. Look, you can just pick it out. It's like it's raining over there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Sorry, on we go.
Sounds good. My lad Rudy got a phone call on Classic Kids. Got a phone call on Thursday about a possible job in Morocco. 3 months contract.
Legal, or is it some kind of drug mule type deal?
No, it's legal.
Cool.
5 minutes dancing a day, 800.
Oh, that's slippery.
800 quid a week.
Yep.
Which is a lot of money for him for 3 months.
Yes.
So he sort of said yes.
Yep.
and then proceeded not to pack or make any preparations till like 2 hours before he's about to set off. Right. Meanwhile, we're all panicking and it's all, you know, there's a lot of admin to tie up.
He's leaving got a passport.
He's leaving university.
Right, right.
Yeah, he's got a passport.
Yeah.
Stayed out till 7 in the morning the day before he goes. Just general, got absolute, complete non-compromise.
Yeah, oh, God.
And then he gets there the first night and he's like posting pictures of, they put him up in a hotel and he's loving it. He's just like absolutely loving it. Then the next morning, oh, they've given us a shout, they're going to terminate the contract at the end of November. It's just like constant chaos.
Yeah.
But he's still... doesn't seem to affect his spirits. If he gets a month out there, it'll be good for them. To be honest, I was thinking 3 months is a bit long anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'd have got really that's homesick, true. You know.
Yeah.
But just that age of being 19 in a nice hotel for the first time.
Wow.
Food and board and all that kind of palaver.
My God.
He's absolutely loving it, yeah.
So is he there now?
He's there, he's in Morocco, he's in Marrakesh.
Why?
Performing at the Buddha Bar.
And you see him on, like, I don't know, WhatsApp or Zoom or...
Well, we've got a family WhatsApp and then yeah. He posts pictures and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
And he's just in with a bunch of dancers and fire eaters, etc., whatever, just doing a show every night. Just having a real laugh.
Yeah, superb.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's funny, he comes in on the Saturday morning... He's setting off at like 2 p.m. And he's, I don't think he'll mind me saying this. Will he mind me saying this? He's got loads of, well, he didn't, he was very showy off about the time. He's got loads, of, he's got like scratches on his, he comes with his top off.
Right.
And he's got like scratches on his back and his, and stuff in his chest. And Rachel's like, my wife's like, have you been fighting? Have you had a fight? And we immediately cottoned on. The kids had an idea. I was like, "Rah, just leave. He's got, but you've been fighting, haven't you?"
Yeah.
And then Rudy just goes, "Things got active last night." And then he starts lifting weights in the kitchen.
Oh my God.
Just a total top.
He's an animal.
19-year-old ego, you know, things got active. And then pumping weights. It's like he couldn't have been more confident at that moment. 2 days later, the contract's terminated.
Yeah.
Just, I remember that sort of...
That's the very definition of living his best life.
And it absolutely is, but I just remember that feeling of being 19.
You keep saying being 19 as if this is what 19-year-olds are like. And I don't know any other 19-year-olds like that.
Well, I do.
I think it's, yeah, there's you and there's him.
Well, I don't know, it's just an age where the confidence, I don't know, it's just something nice about it. But you're just in the moment, you're in the day, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The fact that his contract ended morning, late
what
November.
What I'm saying is you keep saying you, morning, Matt,
he didn't care.
It's not me.
Yeah.
He didn't have any confidence.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything with my top off.
Yeah, yeah.
Never got active. Really was not my 19.
Active.
I was more of a... Oh! Both of us at once.
Right.
That was brilliant. I slipped, and while I was slipping, I saw you slip.
Synchronised.
It was like bloody with Torval and Dean.
Things got active.
Things got active back there. Watch out for this bike.
Whoa. Right, mate.
Wow.
So listen, we need to talk about New York.
And I'm wearing my Bolero jacket.
Ba, 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 bum. We need to talk about the old marathon.
I was going to say my 19 was much more kind of Paul Hardcastle.
Yeah, yeah, I was just thinking that.
Average age of a combat soldier. So, well, you have to keep us posted on that story.
The Marrakesh.
I mean, like you say,
adventure.
It's like it can all change. He's so elastic
yeah.
that anything can change at any time.
Yeah.
From this point, he could be home at any time.
Exactly.
Or
yeah.
never come back.
Exactly. I mean, I want him there for at least a month so he's get some money and get some stories. And he has left university for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you
yeah.
don't want to be back in a week.
Yeah, yeah. Left university permanently?
Yeah, he's gone. I mean, it was debatable whether he should go back anyway. He was getting so much work.
It was in context, yeah.
So this is the final thing of, like, it's time to... This is it now. But not that he's sort of informed them about accommodation, etc. There's a lot of things to tie up when a kid leaves university.
Yeah, yeah.
None of which concern him.
It's also that weird thing, like, you know, my experience with you is always, this is what's coming next in my life, and then yeah. you put it up against the maths of kind of aging. You know, I don't just come along behind you, I basically catch up.
Yeah.
You know, because when your kids were, when he was 5 and my son was 3, they're at very different stages, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas my son, we went to check out university on Sunday.
All right, yeah.
It was excellent. But one of the things I loved about it, I really liked the idea of that one, and that might be his choice and everything. But more specifically, more philosophically, I just thought, oh yeah, this is it.
Yep.
He's ready for this.
Good.
All the students here just look the same. You know, that's where he's at.
You can't deny that sort of generational pull, is it? That's where they're all going. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Where was he looking at?
It was Bangor, North Wales.
Nice.
He's also looked at South Wales, Cardiff.
Okay.
And a couple of other places.
To study?
That's creative writing and music.
Oh, wow.
So that's narrowed the list because
sounds great.
Could be English and music, but it needs to be a joint ons of music and language, English language. So
that's
and the Bangor Centre.
What a lovely course.
That's right. And it was a lovely place and we had a good time. Chip away. In fact, I didn't make the connection to we were talking about it, of the magic of going to Crosley Beach and looking out into the dim distance, you know. But he might go somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's just a question of realising that that's where they're at, you know. I thought the kids showing us around were so lovely, you know.
Right.
Third years, second years, first years. And they are exactly what we see in our own kids. They're grown-ups.
Yeah.
But they're the kids, they're young, they're elastic, they're doing exciting
it's
new things.
It's refreshing to hear of someone going off to study a course that's that pure and creative, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and just going with vocational, you know, just interests. There's a combination of dog walking and packs going on here.
We're passing the start line of Hampstead Heath.
For the dog park run.
Some defensive dogs, some Larry dogs, as always with dogs, their role in the fight is not commensurate with their size.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very calm, big dogs.
The Dachshunds are always feisty beyond their size.
You want some? Do you want some? Yeah, I mean, I think it's the balance of knowing what you want to do, but knowing that it's something kind of creative, you know what I mean? I think that when you're kind of, I don't know what I'm going to do, then society's going to push you to things that make you valuable in certain jobs, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you say, listen, I'm creative,
I like
but I'm
writing,
also
I'm into
industrious,
music.
I know what I'm doing, I've got some skills now, it all fits, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I found it very exciting.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Big dad moment. As in,
it is a big dad moment.
One of those things where you feel,
you
think, wait a minute, I can remember
things
a bit like this where it was the other way around, you know.
Yeah. Well, I dropped George off in exactly the same car park as my dad had dropped me off at Manchester 30-odd years
so
later.
There you go.
Yeah.
did you get a Hitchcock zoom?
Yeah. Flashback.
Vertiginous moment.
It was amazing, yeah. And how are you feeling about the upcoming marathon?
Well, you know.
New York at the weekend.
Good, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's...
Do you feel you've recovered from York? Is that even in your head? I mean,
I think I have.
Right.
I feel strong from York. I feel a little bit sore. Let's go right here. A little bit sore from York.
Right.
But in a ways I'm not really worried about.
Okay.
I've got a bit of a niggle in my left foot and ankle.
Right.
My left knee is complaining, has been since that first 10K after the Race of the Stones. But it's more a question of, I feel like my doubts about York make me ready for New York. Because I was worried about this stuff for York. And I was worried about how detached I felt and how I couldn't get my head around it. And that went fine. So, this should hopefully go fine. And I'll see when I get there, you know what I mean?
Right.
I've got a very simple trip planned. So it's going to be very focusing. I'm not going to New York to do anything except the marathon.
Right.
I'll get there, I'll be me.
Yeah.
My bed sit, bag drop, all that jazz.
Yeah.
And all I've got to do is do the run, you know. Training-wise, I felt very... I had one day of feeling really worked over after York.
Yeah.
And then generally just felt fit and strong and ready for a week's solid drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was good. And then this last week... like I said to you last time, I was trying to make it I did about 27 miles.
Yeah.
I think I only went on about three runs. Well, they were all quite long and hard.
Yeah. That sounds good.
No, actually, I ran to you and with you, and like that was very gentle, but about 9 miles over a sort of disjointed morning. Then I went out and ran 10 miles with about 4 or 5 miles of tempo in them. And then I did this run to Cosby Park Run, which I say was quite a hard technical 5K.
Yeah.
At the end of a 11, 12K run. Jumping between K and miles. Keep up, guys. Keep up. And, yeah, 27 miles on the week.
That sounds pretty sensible, to be honest, with a bit of tempo running.
Down. This is my last. After this, I'll probably do something in a couple of days. On Thursday, Friday. Well, no, I'm going on Friday. Anyway, where I run short enough to feel like I stopped, you know.
Yeah.
And then that'll be me. And I think that, I suppose, thinking about it, I've got a more sophisticated idea that I never would once have had post-ultra, that even though New York is not in any way an ultra, it's a road marathon and specifically might be tiring from being hard and flat, I still know that all this something traily, a bit of technical, a bit of up and down hills, it's all good training.
Yeah.
It's because it's all strengthening, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Look at this in the sunshine. Here, look, you keep running. I'm going to get like the cover photo here. Just look fantastic. You're on the cover of the magazine. Sort your gait out. Sort your gait. Oh, God. Look at the state.
Very nearly toppled. It is a bit precarious.
Oh, God.
It is a bit precarious underfoot.
I thought you were just doing the comedy, but that is the slipperiest place in the world,
isn't it?
Yeah,
it is, yeah. Bad timing, wouldn't it, to get to fall before New York?
Morning Maypot, and I slipped in that. Yeah. Didn't fall, but I had to go straight through the puddle. I was like near to the puddle. I was like, oh, now I'm in the middle of the puddle. All my stuff is quite sandy after Saturday.
Right.
It's nice to think that I might be sprinkling the old
bit of Crosby over
Crosby sand
New York
through the boroughs. Morning Maypot. So, yeah, what do you think? I don't know. I still think, basically,
it's sort of almost entirely sort of mentally what you want out for it. It's quite hard to pitch mentally, isn't it, I'd imagine, for you to sort of have an idea of what you're after from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very, if I'm really honest, I mean, not to, what am I trying to say? I want to try and talk seriously and psychologically without going on and on. You know, we're at the end of a really serious emotional road for me that I planned out and it's kind of gone well.
Yeah.
And I'm aware of it and I'm on it. But there's not much to be done now. You know, it's like I'm in...
You want to take the baby home sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm in a kind of holding pattern, you know.
Right.
This is... November starts today. And this November I've got... all year I've been thinking, well, there's New York and then it's your 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And that'll do, you know. It's lots to think about. So, a lot of other things I've kind of wrapped up. They've come to a close.
Yeah.
New York will be my 20th marathon.
Yeah.
So, after that. And I've actually, of course, I've started thinking about what I'll do next year. So, it's not like I'm going off a cliff.
No.
After this, I'll be moving forward. But things will be different.
Yes. And you'll have done your 100 part run. All your part runs.
Coming up to 100 part. Coming up to 20th marathon.
Yeah.
I've done the ultra. And specifically, I'm a bit ashamed and embarrassed about this, but... You know, I've got to my fundraising, next fundraising line for Parkinson's. I'm taking a break from that.
Yeah,
and I'm trying to
for shame.
Step
That's
away
great.
From my from Parkinson's and my memories of my dad. I mean,
yes, of course,
he's always with me, and it's really key. But that is this. That's what this is the end of that road.
Yes,
I actually dreamt about my dad the other day. He was so vivid. We shouldn't go that way.
Yeah,
it's too risky,
it's
going to
be too dangerous. Let's go down there.
Yeah, and get folks in the sun quick while the sun's out. Anyway, so I dreamt about my dad, and it was one of those... You know how when you see the people you've lost in dreams, it's so good because they're right there.
Yeah.
But it was quite a self-aware dream. We didn't really talk, and it was like a sad look where we both knew it was a dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I never...
That's sad, isn't it?
In my life, I never hugged my dad. That wasn't the kind of relationship we had until he had dementia.
Right.
When he was in a home, I'd say, love you, Dad, and give him a hug and give him a rub on the back, but which was lovely, but also sad, because like...
Why didn't we do this before?
Yeah. If it was a different generation, we might have done this when we were both around to enjoy it at full strength. Anyway, in this dream, even though I knew it was a dream...
We can go there and...
Yeah, let's do this. He was really real, and I just gave him a little sort of rub on the back. Such a vivid emotional memory of that from the last years of his life, you know. But that's what it's about. It's about me moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, I'm not leaving anything behind. What does Bon Iver say? It's It's not the something something or a crispy realization. It's the sound of the unlock and the lift away.
Yeah.
Your love will be safe with me. But I'm going to, as we were saying, I'm going to take a break from fundraising for Parkinson's. And after, even since the Race to the Stones, for my own well-being, I've started trying to change the conversation so it's not always about grief.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know.
So things are changing a bit.
All that is pretty full on.
And also, you're coming up to 50.
Yeah.
I think I felt even more than 40, there was some sort of something happening around 50.
Yeah.
And I'm always very optimistic about life aging generally. We're lucky to get old, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. But and of course, you know yourself better and better. Life, yeah. In simple terms, it does get better and better.
Yes, but there was some sort of recalibration went on that took me a little bit by surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure it's different for everyone, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
all I'm saying is it's not nothing.
And like say this thing about connecting it to seeing the kids becoming adults and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Most of the big realizations, the important stuff you get to, is conceding that this is what it is.
Yes.
You don't think, oh, I'm going to do now.
You can't go back.
This is what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
You just look around and go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, of course that's where I am.
This is what's happening, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't go back to when the kids are 12.
No.
It's happening.
You know, and it gets... you realise early on you're sort of like, oh, it's so sweet, I miss them being little, and then you stop missing them being little and you think, oh wow, that's even, I don't know, it's
nice to see them grow up. Yeah,
that's right. And
just run down,
it's fundamental. I need to look. we've got mainly sunshine on this back half.
Yeah, this is really nice.
So coming right back round, you know, I've really got to have a think about it this month.
Yeah.
And I could be sad. I mean, more fundamentally, you know, the rest of my family work really hard, and half term really gave them the space they needed, which they, you know, experienced in different ways. I could see my wife was brilliant. She did loads of stuff. She really needed the break.
Yeah.
But she's so good at a new job. She needed it. You know, she needed to go back to it and get her teeth into it. She needs that blooming, she needs the challenge.
Great.
You know, she didn't have enough to challenge her in the last week, I'd say.
Yes, yeah.
And then my daughter went off the leash, got ill, you know, and she needed that too. So it's closer to what you were saying about your kids, about going off, you
yes,
know.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. The adventures.
Expressing themselves. Yeah. And then my son was kind of, you know, he had the energy to go and check out this university, and now he's back to school with renewed vigour and purpose, which he probably hasn't even noticed.
There's lots going on, isn't there? It's great.
I feel that. Like,
this
I feel
year,
very
this
happy
busy year, yeah.
What I'm doing, but I need some stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not retired.
Yeah.
Of course, it's nice to helm at least one, you know, really successful, if not award-winning, certainly award-worthy podcast.
Yes, of course.
That's very important.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's... Yeah, it feels like it's been a really busy year this year.
It's been intense.
Yes.
And again, the old thing, there isn't really any difference, is there, between the wider world and the, you know what I mean? It just all blends in together.
Yeah. Things got active this year.
I'm covered in scratches.
You had a fight, Rob. You did a fight.
I'm just getting my head around it. She's saying, you know what it's like. It's like, I don't know what it's like. It's like something you might see in a film.
But it's the way you started lifting weights after.
I know.
Just started pumping
from
it.
Playing the game. Doing some curls.
Yeah.
And what you're telling me is that wasn't...
Oh, it's all right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, it's all right.
They're not very subtle, are they?
We are doing a podcast. Yeah.
It isn't live.
It's all right, don't worry about it. Hello, baby.
It's called Running Commentary, and we talk about stuff while we run. But because we're running, we can talk about whatever we like.
Can you hear, like...
Yeah. A little bit.
It's very sexy.
Yeah. That's his USP.
Yeah. Filth. It might have been quite noisy today.
Tell you what, mate. I think things could have got active with them. Stop being on there.
Oh, God. I'm not affiliated with him.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast. Yeah, you okay? Yeah, fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Coffee?
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll have a coffee.
Cut to me and you walking into our respective houses, topless.
Covered it, yeah. Things were active this morning.
Get
on the
down
heath.
On my press-up machine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, you've been in a fight.
Oh, God. Would you like to hear this week's PB?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we did a bunch last week.
Yeah, we did some.
Came in over
no,
the
that's great. It's great. Let's do and, them. It's good to make it.
So it's, it's
let's make it a feature.
PBs.
Lizzie Pollitt.
Now, Lizzie's our mate from Highbury Fields Parkway.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, she's lovely.
From I think she Highbury. Got paced for this. She was really going for it. It's part of her New York Marathon training.
Sub 25-minute part run. 31 seconds
off.
Off.
That was a previous
All right.
PB.
All right, okay, cool, yeah. And a new PB of 24.49. Well done, Lizzie.
Gersey, New York. Welcome to New York. That's JK. Not from
Jimmy
McCoy. Maybe it is. I don't think
it
so.
Might be.
Anyway, this was the Dublin Marathon, which sounded lovely, actually, in the longer tweet. JK was saying just what a lovely event it was, but also and was giving the event credit for this excellent time, a PB of 3 hours, 16 minutes and 49 seconds.
Well run, Jay.
Sub 200.
Well
200
done.
Minutes.
Brilliant. And then we have Nick Cattersteeth.
I mean, whenever I nick Kate's teeth, she goes,
Nick's Kate's teeth. He's at Redcar Park Run, 22 minutes, 43
Very
seconds. Well run, Nick.
Well.
Redcar's great.
I think
a lot
of people
Redcar.
Found like it connects right back to the first thing you said. I think if you can actually physically do it, you can find quite a lot of pace in a rainy park.
Oh, you absolutely can, yeah. Yeah.
So well done, Nick.
You've got the motivation, haven't you? We have Richard Harrison.
He's the one he's only recently gone to Parkrun, so he's having that lovely moment of knocking the PB down and down. But I think this is like 2 minutes off the Coventry Parkrun.
Amazing.
Also, he got it from Strava, and it was like 23 bang on.
Okay.
But his official Parkrun time
22:48. Well run, Richard. Well done. It's great to be on that trajectory.
I think we should remind Richard that after his first Parkrun, he was still, well, I don't know if I want to go back.
You're in. I'm back again.
You're never going, eh? This is it. You're a native park runner. I see you the other side of New York.
Good luck, mate. Run.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.